So I used to read the newspapers every morning to Srila Prabhupada. My duty was to go to Srila Prabhupada at 7 o'clock with all the newspapers, mainly English and Hindi. And mainly I used to read out the Prabhupada used to listen to the English newspapers. And sometimes I would just skim through the Hindi newspaper also. So Prabhupada in this way kept himself up to date with the affairs of the country. And after that, Srila Prabhupada used to take some very light breakfast, some fruits or some fruit juice. And then Srila Prabhupada met the devotees. At that time, the construction was going on in Bombay, so the temple construction was going on. So Prabhupada often used to hear from the devotees about the progress report. And in one such a day, Srila Prabhupada came across this newspaper article which mentioned about the Juhu temple complex that was coming up. And Srila Prabhupada was quite upset because there was no mention of him in that entire article. And this article was orchestrated by Surabhi Prabhu. Surabhi, at that time, was a sannyasi, who was in charge of, he was one of our god brothers. He was in charge of the construction of the Bombay project. And the interview took place, the newspaper and him, and he apparently provided with all the information. And I could see that Prabhupada was very particular about his identity as the founder Acharya. And it was quite a heavy session. Prabhupada called Surabhi and chastised him very, very heavily. And later on it occurred to me why Srila Prabhupada was so particular about his identity as the founder Acharya. And later on it occurred to me, or I realized, why Srila Prabhupada was so emphatic. Because Prabhupada knew, in order to hold the institution together, his identity as the founder Acharya is absolutely essential. Because if his identity is not properly established and recognized, then ISKCON would fall apart. Therefore, Prabhupada was so emphatic about his identity. And later on, Prabhupada even mentioned that wherever the name ISKCON would be used, his name as the founder Acharya must be there. And GBC passed a resolution that even in print, whenever we use the name ISKCON in some to identify some project or some center or so forth, there must always be Prabhupada's name as the founder of China. So ISKCON in this way is non-different from Srila Prabhupada. And this identification is very important. Because in order to hold the institution together, we need the head, we need the center point, we need the focal point, we need the nucleus. And Srila Prabhupada is that. And we can see now, even now, ISKCON is together because ISKCON has retained its unified identity because of Srila Prabhupada as the founder Acharya and the GBC as his executors of his will, his assistants, his secretaries, who are taking care of the institution on his behalf. And they are the ultimate managing authority of this time. Srila Prabhupada, during the day, used to meet, in the morning mostly he used to meet the devotees, and then Prabhupada used to take lunch. Oh, in between, before Prabhupada used to take lunch, I used to come with the replied letters and my translation, and I used to read them out to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada used to correct me. That used to be for about half an hour, 45 minutes. Then Prabhupada used to take an oil massage. And after the oil massage, Upendra Prabhu used to give the oil massage, sometimes Bharat Prabhu used to give the oil massage. And so after oil massage, Prabhupada used to take his bath. And then Prabhupada used to take lunch. Those days, Mother Palika used to, one of our god sisters, used to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes I used to watch her cook. And one day I found a small cookbook that came along with the pressure cooker that we bought. A new pressure cooker was purchased, and along with the pressure cooker came a small soft-bound cookbook. And so I started to experiment cooking with the cookbooks. And so one day I remember I prepared something from the cookbook, and I served it along with Palika's preparations. Palika used to cook and I used to serve Srila Prabhupada. And after serving Srila Prabhupada, I used to take out the plates, and then Prabhupada used to sit on his asana for some time, and then Upendra Prabhu used to come and take Prabhupada to his bed. Then Prabhupada used to take rest till about 3 o'clock. And he used to take rest until about 3 o'clock. And then Srila Prabhupada used to dictate letters to Tamalakrishna Maharaj. At 3, Tamalakrishna Maharaj used to come. And Prabhupada used to dictate his letters. And Tamalakrishna Maharaj used to bring them out. And after that, Srila Prabhupada used to sometimes meet some people. Sometimes I used to read Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Prabhupada. And then in the evening, Srila Prabhupada, generally Prabhupada didn't take any prasad. And at about 9 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada used to start translating. Sometimes Prabhupada used to take a little rest, used to take rest from 8 to 9 or 10 o'clock, and he used to wake up and used to start translating. Generally that was Srila Prabhupada's schedule. And he used to prefer to translate at night, and because everything was quiet and Prabhupada was more peaceful. And so I used to watch Prabhupada translating at night. So one day I was sitting quite close to Srila Prabhupada. Close means about, say, about 10, 15 feet away from Srila Prabhupada. I was quite visible that I was listening to Srila Prabhupada and watching Srila Prabhupada translating. So Prabhupada then told me, don't sit there watching me. So then from that time onwards, I used to go behind the door and just sit there and listen to Srila Prabhupada translating. And so this is how Srila Prabhupada used to spend his days in Bombay. Many often important people used to come to meet Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada used to preach to them very nicely. And sometimes Prabhupada used to tell us what to do and what not to do. Like in one occasion, Prabhupada was not very happy with the way the evening kirtan was being sung. So he sent me down and asked to tell them to sing like that. And so I ran downstairs and I told the devotee who was reading the kirtan, the Prabhupada was annoyed with me, he was reading the kirtan and told him. So Prabhupada was so vigilant all the time, always watching us and correcting us whenever necessary. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.